Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we taught that abortion is murder. Life begins at conception. Let's continue at that point today. Foundation for the Bible stands. Abortion, 1973. I was there. I remember in the Roe versus Wade what they were saying. Only for rape, incest, or the life of the mother. Now, that sounds good, doesn't it? Well, maybe we ought to think that over. Maybe it's all right to abort a baby than going into the alleys and using hangers to kill the baby and end up killing the mother, too. That was the rare thing. That wasn't the practice, folks. But in addition to that, a lot of these Southern politicians of that day said they made it racial. Say, oh, what if a black person raped your daughter? Look, that was wrong because rape is wrong, whether it's a white person, black person, Chinese, or anything else. It is evil, just as evil for one as the other, but that doesn't call on them to kill a baby because of it. If anybody needs killed, it's the rapist. Now, that was the reason they gave in that day, and that was the only reason they'd do it. Is that what it is? I mean, anytime they're going to have an abortion, they say, okay, now, is this for rape, incest, or the life of the mother? Oh, they'd laugh that off. They'd say, what's wrong with you? Let me say this. There are a lot of them going around with the heartbeat bill, and I think that's a good thing. But to be quite honest with you, David said that he was conceived in sin. When Jesus Christ, you know, we talk about the virgin birth of Christ, the Spirit of God came upon Mary. The very moment the Spirit of God entered Mary, now that wasn't a sexual thing, his Spirit came upon Mary and began to form inside Mary. This seed of God, you might say, that she started to form that baby inside her. That very moment, the Spirit of God was in Mary. Mary went to Martha, and the baby in Martha's womb that was 6 months old now turned to flip, just about jumping for joy for the presence of the Son of God being inside of Mary. So I'm just telling you that at conception, a spirit enters that baby. Now, my wife has had 4 miscarriages. So we have 3 children that are living. You take those 4. I see that when we get to heaven, there will be 7 people. 4 of them were not, we did not ever get to talk to them or see them alive. So again, I say that life begins at conception. But why is it like this today? Well, the devil is a deceiver and he's the father of lies. It's the same with drugs. Well, as long as you just use them casually and that child ends up dead. Now, examine yourselves and see if you're in the faith. And look, don't look and see yourself as the exception. You're not. Look what the strong, addictive, religious rock music, CCM they call it, but it's religious rock music. Look what it's doing to worldwide mission support and churches. They're dropping it. You see, truth mixed with error is all error in God's sight. I was talking to a man recently who is a Spanish pastor, And he was in the Southern Baptist Convention at the time when Rick Warren got started. And he said, you've got to decide whether you want your church to be 40% entertainment and 60% gospel, or 60% gospel and 40% entertainment. And the Spanish pastor said, it's all built on the Word of God. No, everything should be on the Word of God. But you see, they thought you needed to use the flesh to call people to repent. I was on an airplane and was sitting by a young lady there and could see she was working on her computer. She was some kind of a sales rep. And I had the little track I had written, God's Plan of Salvation. And I said, ma'am, would you read this if you get an opportunity? I wrote it, and it's what changed my life. And so she took the track, and she worked a little bit more on her computer. She closed it. She started reading the track. She read it, and when she got done, I waited a minute or two because it was acting like I was reading something. I really wasn't. I was just watching to see when she got done. But when she got done, I waited a minute or two, and then I said, oh, well, what do you think? She said, that's it. That's it. She said, and she talked about how as a little girl she had gone to a camp, and everybody went forward and they said, oh, pray this prayer and you're in heaven, you know, and she was praying this prayer, but really hadn't got into the idea of it. And I, in my booklet, I tell the man on the high wire who goes one side to the other, doesn't stumble, flip or fall, but when he asks people, would you get on my back? They look, see how high up that is, no net. And they say no. And I says, they're not willing to trust them with their life. And that's what you're doing when you come to Christ. You're trusting him with your eternity. Well, when she read that, that sealed it for her, and she made her decision. But what was interesting after that, I said, now, you need to get into a church. I've never seen her since. She got off the airplane at that airport. I had to go into another airport, but I told her to look online, find a church that says Fundamental Independent Baptist. I says, now make sure they use a King James Bible and they don't use that contemporary music. That's rock and roll and stuff. She says, that's it. I mean, big time. That's it. She says, it had been 20 years since I'd been in a church. I decided I need to go back to church. And so about a month ago, I went back to church and they had these smoke machines and these lights and this music and all that. And she says, it was like when I go to the nightclub. And that's not what I was looking for. I knew something I was needing in my life, and that wasn't it. And I haven't been back to church since. It's just that one time a month earlier. Now, unfortunately, I've not had any contact with that young lady, but I believe she got saved that moment. And my friend, so many are deceived, and their church is filled with empty people. In many cases, people going to hell. Now, notice again here the rest of verse 11 of Nahum chapter 3. Thou shalt be hid. Thou also shalt seek strength because of the enemy. Their wisdom deficit is seen in that they look for help and strength from the enemy, but they do not turn to the Lord. Oh, that reminds me, looking ahead into the future. In Revelation chapter 6, verses 15 through 17, we read this, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman and every free man, hid themselves in the den and in the rocks of the mountain, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. Isn't that interesting? Calling Jesus the Lamb, which he is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. These are great, mighty men, captain, chief men. And they're saying, hide us from the wrath of a lamb. Do you ever think of a wrath of a lamb as, I mean, you don't see the Green Bay Lambs, okay? The Dallas Lambs, okay? No, there's always a name in there, Chicago Bears. You know, we wouldn't say Chicago Lambs. So I'm just saying that you don't use that name, but here's the Lamb of God. And they fear him. It says, for the great day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand? Isn't it interesting? Instead of turning to the Lamb of God, they pray to the mountains and rock to fall on them, to save them. My friend, God made the mountains and rocks, not them. They're praying to something that cannot help them because they are not God. Now, if they had turned to God, they would have known that. Idols have mouths, but they speak not. They have feet, but they walk not. They have eyes, but they see not. And they have ears, but they hear not. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that. Back in Nahum, here, you remember back in the chapter 1, verse 10, for while they be holden together as thorns, and while they are drunken as drunk, they shall be devoured as stubble, fully dry. I find that quite interesting. Yes, it was drunken. Here, it's the great honorable men. We New Testament people need to trust and learn from it. You say, well, we're under the New Testament. That's Old Testament. Oh, do you think that this verse in the New Testament is a lie? 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6 and verse 11. Now, these things were our examples to the intent. Ye should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Verse 11. Now, all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. So all those things of the Old Testament are trying to warn us not to go that same direction. But history has proven men don't learn from history. Even many people that name the Christ, name of Christ don't listen to what history is saying to them as God tries to speak to their heart. The great and honorable men did not stop to help the women and children here in Nineveh. It is only the Lord who says, I'll never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Oh, they may have been the honorable men, but they were not God's men. And in danger, they forsook the women. Don't forsake him as Nineveh did, and in the tribulation in Revelation 6, when men should turn to God, they turn to their own ways and their own devices.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.